You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 238. You asked for it, and we are answering. You guys loved our last episode of Ask Jenna and Drew Anything. And guess what? We're back. That's right. My husband, Drew Kutcher, and I are about to dig into your biggest questions revolving around everything from marriage to personal to farting and business. I fielded your questions from both the Gold Digger Insiders Facebook group and the Gold Digger Instagram. So if you're not hanging out in either of those spots, you are totally missing out. We are talking about all the things. If you're wondering how we balance this journey, what our morning routine looks like, what our best and worst date was, how we knew each other was the one, and how many kids we want, this episode is for you. It's a really good one. And I just love having these conversations that we get to share with you. Before we dive on in, today's review is from Kelly Brooke, and it's titled Favorite Commuting Companion. Jenna's podcast is my favorite commuting companion. While I'm still working the 9 to 5, she fires me up with inspiration, fills up my cup with positivity, and prepares me for my next big adventure. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with all of the gold diggers so we can continue what you've started. All the love. Thank you so much, Kelly. If you guys are tuning in today, can you just take a screenshot, post it up IG stories, tag me, Jenna Kutcher, and Drew Kicking It With Kutch, and just let us know what you think. And if you have a big question you want us to answer next, we love hearing from you. And let's be honest, Drew is the only guy that's ever been invited on this show. And so we want to know if you want more of him, because I really like him, but I think you guys do too. Without further ado, we're about to hang out and answer your biggest questions. And it's a good one.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Thank you to Skillshare for supporting Gold Digger. Skillshare is offering my listeners a limited time offer of 2 months of Skillshare for free. To sign up, head to Skillshare.com/GoldDigger2. Again, go to Skillshare.com/GoldDigger2 to get 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes for free. Thanks to Daily Harvest for supporting the Gold Digger. Daily Harvest offers more than 50 ready-to-blend smoothies, savory harvest bowls, soups, and breakfast bowls in a single serving cup. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code GOLDDIGGER to get 3 cups free in your first box. Okay, I'm just going to paint the scene as it is happening. Drew Kutcher, what are you wearing right now?
I'm not wearing anything. I'm wearing my underwear and a pair of socks. It's hot in here.
He turned up the heat and he left, and then he came home and he's like, oh my gosh, the house is so hot. I didn't even notice. I was busy working. What are we going to do? I have a dog in my arms. There's a dog laying on our dining room table. We are just going to rock and roll this podcast, and we have no promises that you're not going to hear our dogs, because Tucker is sniffing the microphone right now.
Smells good.
It smells good. Okay, so full disclosure, we are recording this show and Baby Kutch has not yet made its arrival. And I know it's coming out and you're like, wait, Baby Kutch is a few months old by now, but we are working hard to get ahead so that we can enjoy some time together. And so some of these questions are going to absolutely shock you. I don't want for you to hit pause and think this isn't relevant, because we're answering some of the things that we've never talked about on the show before. And we're making predictions about what parenthood is going to look like, which, let's be honest, we have no idea, right?
I have no idea, but I'm super pumped.
Okay, so we asked you guys to ask your biggest questions, and I don't let Drew see these ahead of time. I like to catch this boy blind. So we're going to kick this off. We talk about it a lot. It comes up in our story a lot, that we had a bet that we had to kiss just once. And that story needs to be told by you. I want to hear your version of it. And I want to hear how the first kiss really was for you. And then I'll give my side of the story.
Well, the backstory is that we knew each other for, you know, a couple of years. And to be honest, I knew I kind of had something for her.
Really?
And I didn't really know what it was. It was some kind of a connection, you know, maybe it was a boyfriend girlfriend thing. Maybe it was just like a better friend. I don't know what was up, but I'm like, maybe we should figure this out. So when you said, let's hang out and we need to kiss once, I'm like, you know what? I already think I might have some kind of sparks hidden inside.
I'm
going to
throw you under the bus so bad.
Don't bring up anything. I don't. But no, I like it was. You are very good at, in a good way, backing me into a corner and making me face what I, not fears, but making me face reality.
So how was the first kiss? To paint the picture? What were we watching?
Home Alone. During the micro machine scene when he falls on the who did go in for the kill?
I think it was me.
It was always you, I think.
Oh, come on. Okay, Mr. Kutcher and I, we had been best friends.
I'm taking off my socks here. I'm sweating.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I cannot take this guy anywhere. We're just sitting here, and I can't even do that. So we had been best friends for like 3 years, and we legitimately had been just friends. But I always thought he was cute, and I kind of liked the challenge of him because he wasn't quite sure what he wanted. I mean, how many of you out there could relate? And here's the thing. I knew that I liked him, but I think that we were such good friends that deep down he was a little worried that we would like ruin our friendship. At one point, I'm pretty sure that he told me, this is where I'm throwing you under the bus.
You're like a sister to me.
I'm pretty sure I saved that AOL Instant Messenger conversation where you threw that line out because I was like, how can you not see it? We'd be perfect together and we're supposed to be together. And then he said that and I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember that day I went on a run and listened to like Alicia Keys or like Usher or like something. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Will we ever get together?
I think I sent you that over like the AM messenger, right? What did you send back? Do you remember?
That you thought of me like a sister?
Yeah. What would you reply with? Like a crying face?
No.
Sad face?
I was like, please never say
pissed
that again. And I was like, how can you not see that we would be perfect? I was so mad. But anyways, we were hanging out. We were watching Home Alone. I'm pretty sure I went in for the kill. I remember that like it was like fireworks for me just because it finally happened. And I got home and I was like giddy like a little schoolgirl. And my best friend Bethany was like, oh my God, you and Drew kissed. Like she just knew from the way that I looked. So I would say that it was a great first kiss. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd say 7 years later, I think it did pretty
no,
well.
No, it's like 10 years later. We've been married for 7 years. It's been a long time.
You know what I mean, babe.
It's like a decade.
Can we answer more questions here?
All right.
Go. We're sitting on this one too long. I want to hear some real stuff.
Okay. All right. Our next question is, how did you know each other was the right fit for you? Okay, I think something that's really interesting about us is I think we were totally different people when we first got married. Like, I think I was really insecure. I was confident, but insecure. I had this vision of like corporate life for myself. I didn't really know like what my role as a wife would look like. And I feel like what's so cool about our relationship is that as we've grown into ourselves, we've kind of grown into each other. How did you know I was the right fit for you?
I knew you were right for me because it was more than just like we had a deep, you know, kind of love for each other, but we really respected each other more than anything else. We were like more so on like the same level of kind of caring for each other, not in an intimacy level, but also on just kind of a, you know, I know where you're coming from. I got your back kind of thing like that. So I knew we had longevity hidden within our relationship just because we kind of were always there for each other. We weren't selfish at all, ever.
We like to have fun, too. I mean, like, yeah. We are, like, so annoying. Like, we can hang out and do nothing, and we don't really get sick of each other. And so I think, too, like, we were best friends for years, so dating was actually not awkward at all because, like, we knew each other's families, and, like, we knew what each other did in our past and relationships and, like, all that stuff. So it was like so fun when we finally started dating because it was basically like our friendship. And then we got to like hold hands and make out and stuff too.
We got to find that Polaroid that has disposable camera that has our picture from our first quote unquote real date. I wore a tie.
Yeah, I made Drew take me out on Valentine's Day. This is like a year before we even started dating. Yeah. And I had one of those like wind up cameras, and I made the waitress at, what was it, Hudson's
Burger Place.
It's like this Point. Burger place.
Yeah, at college.
Take a picture of us, and I never got that camera developed. And we need to find it because it would be our first date ever. It was so funny.
It's probably hidden in one of those totes in the garage you gotta go through yet.
You're so annoying.
I'm saying?
No, you are so annoying.
I'm saying.
How many kids do you want? This question is asked by Miss Brooke A. Hill.
I think we are both on the same page here. I've always wanted two.
20. Just kidding.
No, I think two has always been kind of the standard for me.
Yeah, I mean, Drew has one brother, so he was raised with a family of two. We have three kiddos in my family, and I can't imagine it any differently. But let me be honest, being pregnant is so hard. And like any of you, first call your moms and tell her thank you. Like, start there. And any of you that have been through it, like, freaking bow down. Because for people that have good pregnancies, like, all the power to you. So awesome. But I cannot imagine doing this like a bajillion times. Like,
what's been the worst part?
I mean,
other than the heartburn lately, that's been killing you.
Guys, heartburn. I've never even had it. And now I like live with it. I mean, I think the worst part was just the first few months. And we talked about it on the show and stuff. But like, Drew had to pretty much do everything. It was so humbling. And I remember when we were going through our miscarriages and stuff, like I remember when people would complain about being sick and I wanted to like punch them in the face because I'd be like, I would do anything to be sick and have a healthy baby. So if you're in that space, feel free to punch me if you ever meet me. But I think, man, like I was rough and it was just a lot. It just took me by surprise.
Just being uncomfortable.
Sure.
It looks like you're just always in the uncomfortable position no matter what you do.
Yeah. So I think two kids is going to be it for us. And we would be so lucky and blessed if that happened. And I mean, honestly, too, I've always wanted to adopt. I've never been opposed to adoption, but it's not something that's really been placed on our hearts right now. So, I mean, who knows, I guess. Who knows? But I think I only want to be pregnant twice. Okay, let's see here. What is my favorite part of marriage to Drew? And this is asked by Designer Gray. Okay, I'm going to break up on him. This is so awkward because I'm sitting right next to him.
Make it really awkward. I'll get in really close.
My favorite part of being married to Drew is like I genuinely love waking up next to him. And it's just like so weird to me because I feel like when you're growing up, you like envision like what is marriage going to look like? And like what is that going to be? And like I just get so excited to wake up next to him every day, which is so eye roll. I know. I get it. But also, Drew has this ability to be super content, and which is weird because he's totally OCD and like he can't stop moving around. But at the same point, too, he has this like contentedness where I always want to do more and be more and like create more. And like he has this ability to kind of like shut off. And I really respect that. So I think, too, we really challenge each other and like we know each other so well that it's really easy to be like, dude, you need to chill out. Or like he can be like, babe, you got to shut down. You're doing too much. And so I think it's like this ability to like call each other out. They didn't ask this, but I want to know what's your favorite part about being married to me?
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to always stop you from working. I love that you love working and, you know, you're always working on something new, a new project. Podcast, email, whatever you're doing. I don't want to like stop you from that. But
yeah, but it's been hard.
Hang out with me sometimes too would be nice.
I mean, I'm lucky that I have someone that wants to hang out. I think it was super interesting when I had my girls trip with Rachel Hollis and Amy Porterfield. We all have like mega workaholic tendencies. And it's because we love what we do. So it's like the coolest of the workaholic tendencies because we're excited all the time. Versus like the workaholic tendencies, like if I don't keep up with this, I'm going to lose my job. But we all agreed that like our husbands, you keep clearing your throat. Can you get a hold of yourself? Our husbands like totally help hold us accountable to like shutting down. And What was really interesting too is that our husbands all really value quality time as like a love language. And so we have to be like very conscious of like what quality time looks like and how we're making time for it. And so I think we've done a really good job just this year, like getting ready for the baby and figuring out like, how do we shut down and what does that look like? And so, I don't know, that's your love language, right? You really like quality time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
We're getting better. Okay, I want to know, what are you most scared about parenting? This is from Kim Baker Beauty.
What I'm most scared about is when him or her either like says a swear word or something and me crack out laughing.
You're the worst at that.
You're going to be like, no, that's not good. They shouldn't do that. I'm like, I know, I can't help myself. So like holding back from the funny things that I know they shouldn't be learning when they're young. That's what I'm going to be bad at.
You're going to be awful because so you totally encourage the like worst behavior because it is so funny. But like you're going to have to work on a poker face, like for real.
I know. We should start playing some Texas Hold'em, work on my poker face a little bit.
I think I'm most scared of figuring out like our new roles. And I know this sounds so weird, but I think I'm scared of like my identity feeling very different. I know this is kind of deep, but you know, for so long I've been a wife and now I've been this like CEO and now I'm going to be a mom and I'm like so excited about that. But I want to make sure that I don't like lose myself in any of those identities. And I feel like it's really easy to feel like you're not balancing anything because you're trying to juggle all the things. And so I think I'm just really interested to see, one, like how motherhood feels for me, because I don't have that like crazy, crazy desire. Like I was put on earth to be a mom, but I'm super excited to be a mom. And so I'm really interested to see how it feels and like if I'm really eager to get back to work or if I'm like super enjoying just being chill and taking care of the babes and hanging out with you. So it'll be really interesting.
You're workaholics. It'll be exciting to see.
I'm not that bad.
I know, but I'm saying like, I'm excited to see too what you actually, like where your personality shifts when the baby's born.
I know. It's just going to be really weird. And at the time of this airing, you'll probably have seen a lot of that because we're going to show up in that season and kind of show that. Okay. This one we've got to think about together. Isabel Zahn says, what is the best and worst date you've been on together? Okay, I have an idea, and it went from the best date to the worst date.
All right, what do you got? Because that's a tough one.
Okay, so in Maui, we went to the Andaz and we did the chef's table, and we had never, like when we go out to eat, we always enjoy, but we never really like fully indulge. And if you've ever done like a chef's table, it's like a 5-6 course thing that's prepared specifically by the chef for you. And Drew did this wine pairing and I was having these good drinks and he had had this note arranged like to be out when we arrived. That was just like how much I love you and all those things.
You hated it.
No.
You sound like you hated it.
No. I liked it. And so we like do this like amazing, amazing meal. And it was like so much fun. And we were both kind of tipsy. And we like get the bill at the end of it. And we just weren't really like aware. We didn't really do our research. Our friend kind of set it up for us. And so it was like $600 or something.
Yeah. Unreal.
And we were like, just kind of laughing about it. Like, we're like, oh, well, whatever. We're spending so much money this week anyways, because we were renovating our first condo. We were so stressed. So we're like, you know, what is $600 at this point? Like, we kind of laughed it off. And then we get back to our condo and we're both just under a lot of pressure because we were renovating our condo. We were spending money out of our ears. We were both just freaked out because we had just made this huge investment. We weren't really sure if it was the right move or not. We were both just not our best selves at the moment. And so I was like nagging Drew and I was like, did you write the email templates for Airbnb? And then he got on my case and then like you never stand up to me. Like when we fight, like you stand up to me, but like you don't push back. You're really, sometimes it drives me crazy though. Where I'm like, say what you need to say. And so I think I pushed at him and he said, you know what? F you, dude.
And then walked away.
And I was like, oh my God, he's never swore at me. He's never said anything like that. And I literally just like laid on the couch and was like, I guess I'm sleeping here tonight. And we had just bought the couch and I was trying to pretend like it was comfortable, but it was
uncomfortable.
Totally not comfortable.
Couch ever.
It's more broken in now, so it's a little bit better. And then I went and tried to lay by him because I can't go to bed angry. And he apparently can because he was sleeping like a baby. And
all
so
that wine put me right out.
Yeah, I like sit next to him really hard on the bed to try to get him to wake up. He doesn't move. I'm like, oh, my God. First, I kill him. And now he hates me. And then I put my hand on him and he grabs my hand and he's like, you're so hot.
It's so
Don't
sweaty.
Don't touch
here.
Me.
Get your hand off.
I was please. Like, that's it. It's over. Our marriage is over. We ruined it. Buying this condo was the worst thing we ever did. And then the next day I found out I was pregnant. So I blamed pregnancy hormones. What could you blame, Mr. Kutcher?
The 1942 rosé.
But that was probably our best turned worst. Like, we don't fight like that. And so I remember just laying awake in bed and I was like, yep, this condo destroyed us. It's over. We're over. And then the next day we were like, we're so passive aggressive with each other. It was hilarious.
I think another worst date could have been Valentine. I think it was Valentine's Day in Hawaii. Oh. Was it that year or a different year? But we kind of waited till last minute and we go to the spot down the street and it was a best calamari
on the island.
On the island or whatever it was. And we roll in there and there's like four people in there. We're like, all right, let's see how this works.
Awful.
And it was like fish that they had like heated up. It was like freezer burn and put in the microwave. It was so bad. Yeah, we're not going back there again. We drive by it every time. We hey, want to go get some calamari quick?
Oh, it was so bad. It was the worst meal we've ever had. Like, we just paid for it and left and like didn't. Oh, it was so gross. Okay, moving on. That's making me feel nauseous. Okay, on your worst days, what do you tell each other to get a smile on their face? From Meg Vondriska. We probably say joke. Shoot.
I say 3, 2, 1. What do you usually say? 3, 2, 1.
Butthole
jokes.
Gross. People are going to judge
pretty nasty
us.
Nasty sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Definitely makes you smile.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not smile? Like, we talk about toots. We talk about farting. We talk about butts. I just, if you don't laugh at that stuff, like, you need to get a sense of humor. I mean, really.
I'm trying to think what other buzzwords we use to.
We usually just say really dirty things to the other person and it just cracks them up.
Yeah. Or just saying.
Yeah. We like to just poke at each other. But I mean, most of the time we're in good moods because, let's be honest, we're awesome. But yeah, we usually say like something sexual.
You haven't
probably
been in a good mood every single day this past pregnancy.
Oh.
So come on. It's not all sunny and rainbows.
Excuse
around
Excuse me?
You've had a few bad days. I'm just saying, we're normal.
What does that look like? Tell me, paint a picture. What does a bad day look like for Jenna Kutcher?
Oh, babe, I didn't sleep there last night. I couldn't roll around on my belly.
That's a legit thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's normal.
Then what do you do?
Usually like a butthole joke or something.
Then I'm like, can you please just rub my belly because I don't even know. Okay. Okay. Here's a great question. I like this one. This is from Jake Wilkins. Jake, thank you for listening to the Gold Digger podcast. This is not only for women.
Thanks,
I'm
Jake.
So glad you're
Help me out here, bro.
What does the first 60 minutes of your day look like? Do you have quiet time, get into work, exercise? I want to know. So let's paint that picture because also preface, this is pre-baby. So this is going to look a little different.
A little more sleeping in going on right now.
Yeah. So we go to bed at like 9:30 or 10. Usually I like to read before bed. Drew's getting back into reading some books. So
Outside magazines got me hooked.
So we've been reading before bed. We do not allow cell phones in our bedroom, which has probably been the best thing we've done.
I love doing that. I love just plugging our phone in the kitchen and just post and ghost.
Yeah.
Leave it downstairs and don't even look at it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah, we've been really good about that.
So
like,
hopefully
we
nobody
stick
calls
to that
with an emergency in the middle of the night because we're not really going to pick up.
We're not reachable. And that's been like probably one of the best things we've done because we used to just wake up and you'd shut your alarm off and then you'd start looking at your phone. So the first 60 minutes, it's kind of funny. So I usually wake up first because I have to pee. And then we just like snuggle our dogs and talk about how cute they are for like an obscene amount of time. Like you would think we would get over it. And then we kind of just talk to each other. I've started to read our morning devotional in the morning.
Let's be honest. We get up at 8:05 and leave by 8:20 to go to the gym. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, but we lay in bed for a while. We delay getting
up. Once we move around, yeah, it's pretty, let the dogs out, make some quick breakfast, and hit the road.
Yeah. But I mean, we kind of get up slow. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say it takes us 20 minutes
to get out
of bed.
With no alarm, it's nice that we kind of just, we usually are awake by like 7:30, and then we kind of just lay there for a good half an hour.
Yeah, we don't use alarm clocks. So for you people out there, we don't have anything we have to get up for, but we always wake up between 7:30 and 8, and it's just so much better than having an alarm clock. And I do not buy the excuse that you have to sleep with your phone because you need an alarm clock. Like, go on Amazon.
Yeah, we got an awesome just throwback retro looking
$10.
Clock. Yep.
Buy an alarm clock. It's all you need. It's perfect. It's great. Then we usually go and work out together. We do probably, I'll be honest, and open our social media when we come down and check out our phone while we're getting
just catching
ready.
Catching up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not so bad. Okay, Kylie.
That has shifted. We used to get up earlier and do a little more, you know, kind of slowly ease into the day and read a book kind of thing. But now it's like, we like sleeping a little more right now.
Yeah, people are telling us that we got to catch up on our
sleep.
Sleep
if we can.
I heard that's a lie.
It probably is.
Yeah. We're a few months into 2019 now, so how are you guys doing on your 2019 goal of eating more fruits and veggies? Need a little help? Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted food built on fruits and vegetables. You can choose from more than 50 ready-to-blend smoothies, savory harvest bowls, soups, and breakfast bowls. Each single-serving cup comes ready to blend or heat. Just add water or milk to a smoothie, or just heat up the harvest bowl. All of Daily Harvest's ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. You can actually see all the ingredients when you open up the cup. The best part, everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. And it takes just one step and 5 minutes max to prepare. You can't beat that for a healthy meal. Between balancing mom life and running my business, I need healthy foods to be quick and easy. And Daily Harvest is the easiest, fastest, most delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables and to make healthy eating habits stick. Head to daily-harvest.com and enter the promo code GOLDDIGGER to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code GOLDDIGGER for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. That's daily-harvest.com. I love Skillshare, and I'm so excited to have their support of Gold Digger today. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators. With more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more, you'll discover countless ways to fuel your creativity, your curiosity, and your career. Take classes in social media marketing, mobile photography, creative writing, or even illustration. I know I want to keep building this business and growing it even bigger, and if I want to do that, then I need to invest in myself and grow my knowledge. I took a doodling for iPads course, which has been a huge asset to my brand. You know, all those hand letter graphics you see on my Instagram and blog? Yep, I learned how to do that on Skillshare. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right, Skillshare is offering Gold Digger listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes for free. To sign up, go to skillshare.com/golddigger2. Again, go to skillshare.com/golddigger2 to start your 2 months now. That's skillshare.com/golddigger2. Okay. Do we have an ongoing let's agree to disagree area in our relationship? This is from Kylie. I think I know.
What do you got?
Well, okay. So Drew is like such a neat freak. Oh my gosh.
You love it. You love it, babe.
Okay. I mean, I do love it, but here's the deal. Like, I never unpack my suitcases because I'm always traveling. And so like he'll come home and he'll literally be unpacked and his clothes will be in the wash in like 2 minutes. And my bag has not been unpacked for like a year.
It's still not. It was just up there.
Yeah.
A pile of clothes.
Let's agree to disagree. Okay. It doesn't need to be.
It's in the closet and it's away. Yeah. It's out of the living room like it used to be. So
yeah,
you're moving forward.
My suitcase was never in the living room.
Yeah, because I had to bring it upstairs for
you. Well, you have to carry things. I'm pregnant. What do you think?
True.
Oh, man. But yeah, so Drew's kind of like agreed to let me just do my thing a little bit more, which looks a little messier, but I know where everything is. I mean, yesterday, oh my gosh, you guys, Drew was digging around in my nightstand and he's like, how do you find anything in here? There's so much crap in here. And I was like, you know, it's my nightstand. Just let it be.
It's like a black hole in there.
Okay, but I have everything I need. I mean, the other night I had an idea and I had a pen and I had paper in there. You know, I got what I need.
You had a lot of other things, too.
Do you have anything else? What else do we disagree on?
That's a tough one. I'm trying to think. Something, the dogs. Yeah. Lately, we've been trying to crate Tucker because he's kind of a B word. And I cornered her. I'm like, why are we doing this again? Like, what's the point? And you're like, well, you know, I want to make sure that we sleep better. I'm like, well, he's pretty, they're pretty content if we just, you know, let them stay on their side of the bed and everything like that. So
No. This boils down to Drew being such a softie. We are so screwed as parents. We are so screwed. He cannot put a 10-pound dog into a crate that he loves so that we can all sleep better. Like, come on, you guys, we had this dog crate trained. Like, he was good. And then I leave for a work trip and I come home and guess what? We have to start back at square one. You know what? Mama's too tired to start back at square one right now.
Question for you. Have you not been sleeping good the last few nights?
No. Because the dogs wake up and then Tucker walks around and then I'm like, he's going to pee on everything.
Hey, guys, we could get a pair of headphones shipped to our house. That'd be nice.
So what do you mean?
Earmuffs so you don't hear anything?
Oh, my gosh.
Any headphones sponsors?
Let's agree to disagree. Okay. This is a good one. I like this. Kelsey O'Neill, how do you wrestle with being an alpha female breadwinner in a Christian marriage? How do you tangibly show your husband respect and love?
Yeah, babe. How do you respect me and love me and want me and need me?
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Do you love this question? What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have been the breadwinner since day one. Let's just call a spade a spade. But that's okay. Why are you looking at me shocked like that?
I worked for a while more than you did one time.
I have been the breadwinner since day one. It's not a bad thing.
I know.
So, oh my gosh, Lord help us. So here's a cool thing though about our moms. We have amazing moms and both of our moms made more than our dads and both of our moms had their master's degrees. So what's cool about our family dynamic is that it's not new. Like I knew Drew respected his mama.
That's true. It's not traditional, but it's not new to us.
Yeah. But I mean, let's be honest, I'm not perfect. And that has been like probably one of the bigger things we argue about is just I get frustrated because like I work my butt off and I can see results really fast within my business. And so then if Drew's like, hey, why didn't you fold the laundry today? I'm like, because I was building out a funnel that is going to bring us money for years to come. Like, let me do my work. So we have found a very, very good balance. But I would say it took us about a year of you
like trying to realize and like
figure it out.
Yeah, that you definitely, you know, don't do some things around the house, which is why I love doing what I do and being like the support dude and doing everything like that. Because now I can see, like, when you show me your email funnels and you show me the stuff, I'm like, holy crap. Like, yesterday, that email you wrote, I'm like, babe, you whipped that up in, like, 5 minutes. You're like, yeah.
What's
I'm like,
new?
Wait, what?
I mean,
unreal.
We have, okay, so I think one of the coolest moments of this last year was we were laying in bed together. And a lot of the stuff that I love stresses Drew out. And a lot of the stuff Drew loves stresses me out. And I looked over at Drew and he said, I had a realization. You said, I just need to make you happy and keep our lives going so that you can keep doing what you do.
That was when I went on that was part of my hate Instagram part of my life.
But I mean,
when I was trying to stressing out over the littlest things and these little like whatever sponsored posts or even like, you know, just an everyday picture, I'm like, well, why am I stressing over this little fraction of my life? When I could be just like doing whatever you want me to do, you know what I mean? Like behind the scenes or, you know, take the dogs out while I'm recording or I'm like, why am I stressing over this stupid part where I need to be focusing on what actually matters?
Yeah. And I mean, I think like it was really hard at first where like the sole responsibility of everything felt like it was on my shoulders. And it was probably more when my business wasn't as automated and I didn't have a full team. So like I was putting totally undue pressure on myself. But like, I feel like we found our groove where it's like, hey, can you pay this bill for me? Or can you book this appointment for me? Because that stuff stresses me out. But like sitting down and writing like a 6-month email funnel, that does not stress me out. That fires me up. So figuring out and getting super honest with like, what can you do to support me? How can I support you? What does this look like in a marriage? And like respecting those roles.
I think lately I've been calling myself the operations manager at home because I'm the one booking your appointments. I'm the one paying the bills. I'm the one replying to guests on Airbnb. And I like getting that satisfaction back and paying that bill off and, you know, taking care of those little things while you're writing and writing and writing and writing. I'm not like, you know, as creative as you are. So yeah. I want to be able to see like tangible, you know, everything is getting done and needs to go where it needs to go.
Well, and even like silly things, like we have that Christian ministry co-op for our insurance and like submitting medical bills was stressing me out so much. Like it was like legitimately stressing me out. And then I was like, can you please help me with this? And he's like, yeah, no problem. Where I was like, oh my gosh, this frees me up so much. So I think we've just gotten really honest about like what these roles will look like right now. And of course they're going to change when we're parents, but it's been like a very cool transition in like owning what we're good at and like respecting that in each other. And it's been like fun to figure that out.
Everything takes a while to get comfortable and get like in the groove of it. But once you get there, it's like so fulfilling. I love it.
All right. So who do you think will be the soft parent and who will be the strict parent from Kristen Waring?
I think we've answered this one about 1,000 times. I'm a super softy.
I am a strict person. Oh my gosh. We are so screwed.
I'm going to be the one that's going to be like, oh, go ask your mom all the time because I'm not going to want to say no.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
You just want to be liked.
Were you raised in a more kind of structured, strict family? That's why, obviously, like, my parents said more, they kind of didn't really, you know, put the reins on me too much. I was just always I always behave with a little bit of
I behave too.
I know, I'm not saying you didn't, but it was just a whole different way of parenting, I guess.
Yeah,
it
but just makes sense. You are so soft. You guys, the other night, my nephews were over.
Ay-ay-ay.
My nephew, Evan, loves Drew. Like, he like ran to Drew before anyone else. And I'm pretty sure my parents were very heartbroken about that. But they disappear, the two of them. And I'm like, where are they? And he's downstairs giving him candy corn and popcorn and milk. I'm like, oh my gosh, we are so screwed. Oh, you've got to learn to say no. Oh my goodness. Okay. Alice Penny Johansson says, do you have a no business talk policy at any time, like not talking business while eating dinner or something? I honestly don't think we talk about business that much, to be honest. And I think it shocks a lot of people because here's the deal. I've never wanted Drew to like work in my business or work for me. That's never been a thought. It's never been an intention. So he is on a need to know basis. And let's be honest, the need to know is pretty minor.
You'll definitely vent on some things, but they're worth venting. And then I'll ask questions, but it stops.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you fully even understand what I do.
I don't.
Which is good,
but
though.
You tell me things that I would like to know and things that I understand. Yeah. And then you're like, okay, now what's for dinner tonight, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we don't really talk about business that much. Like, I'll share like milestones or like accomplishments with him, or I'll like explain like, hey, babe, this is what I got to get done today. And whether or not he understands that, I have no idea. But like, I just have always wanted to have like our relationship be totally separate from like the work. And so having that separation has been really nice. And it's kind of more like a, hey, babe, how was work today? And like, we're walking the dogs and then we go back to life. And so it's been really good. I don't feel like the business like takes over anything of our life, really, except for when I get a really good idea and I just like want to keep going.
You've kind of been working a little bit more now than normal, working little extra hours just to get ready for maternity leave and for Hawaii, but it's still the same kind of concept. You tell me what you need me to know and what I would like to understand and things like that, but you quickly move forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's work. There's a lot more to life than work. Okay. Miss Jaren says, my husband is my best friend, but I struggle sometimes with not having any girlfriends to talk to. How have you two made friends after getting married on your own or as a couple? Dude, friends are freaking hard.
Especially moving to a new city after living in, you know, another one for a couple of years. The whole thing is new, but honestly, the church and the gym are like the two biggest kind of sources of buddies.
Yeah, and that's been like the truth for us since we've been out on our own.
Always
because it's like, especially because we both work from home now, it's not like we have work friends. And I have a tendency to want to stay home and work. And so we met most people at the gym and then again church. And it's so funny too, because I have really struggled with this, because especially like running the scale of business that I run, it's really hard to find other women that like really connect with what I do or like understand like the weight of what I do. So like when I went on that trip with Amy and Rachel, Drew was like so supportive of it, just because he's like, I'm so excited for you to be with like women that understand you. Because at the end of the day, like we are best friends and we could literally go an entire week without seeing another human and just be content with each other. But we've definitely recognized that, you know, whether it's family that we're hanging out with more or like intentionally trying to make friends with our neighbors or like whatever that looks like we definitely want to build a circle around us. And I think we just went through a really weird season because we moved and then I was so sick for a few months. And so like making friends is not easy at all. And you are like such an amazing friend because you keep in touch with like people from like seventh grade. Like you text people all the time. It's crazy.
I like remember people's birthdays and just kind of a small little message is like all you need to do. But honestly, fantasy football helps a lot with that too. It helps you keep in touch with
texting.
High school and college buddies. And I don't know. I think it's good to keep a good core group of friends around you in proximity, but also just remember the people that kind of helped you shape who you were when you were younger, and keeping them in front of mind too is kind of nice. Everybody grows apart. Everybody has their own lives and family and things like that, but it's good to keep in touch. You never know what could happen or make their day. You know, it's just kind of,
you're so deep.
I'm super deep today.
I was going to say too, like my like best friends are like my college roommates and I like talk to them almost daily, whether it's like Instagram or text, you know, just like keeping up with them. And I feel like it's easier to stay friends with people who knew us before all of this happened and everything, just because they like know who we are and like what we're all about. Okay. Last question.
Did you fart?
No, I was just going to talk about farts.
Really?
It was not me.
It kind of smells. It might have been Tucker.
Yeah, I don't. That was. I swear it wasn't me. I totally own it. Although I did just have to mute myself on my call because I had to toot and I didn't want the girls to hear it.
You have some loud ones lately.
You know, it's the baby. Okay.
Some loud clappers.
Oh, oh my God.
True life.
It was so funny. I was having Kylie, our podcast producer, field questions, and she literally wrote down lots of fart questions that people want to hear about your flatulence.
Well, what do you always say? I always say, like, that one sounded super weird. You're like, it's the shape of my butt cheeks.
I have a big butt. It takes more time for the air to get out. It does weird things. Like, it's, you guys, it's not
physics wise, I guess it makes sense. It adds up.
Okay, so here's a funny story of I did not fart in front of Drew for the first year. And on our 1 year anniversary, I tooted in front of you for the first time. But I had a lot of stomach aches that first year.
Yeah, for sure.
You toot all the time. Mm-hmm. Drew, like we used to, when we were in college, we could go into a crowded bar and Drew would go fart and everyone would leave because it smelled so bad. And then we'd have seats at the bar.
It's kind of depressing. I would like clear out. I cleared out. If anybody's ever been to State Street Brats in Madison, I cleared out the entire top floor, like from one end of the bar to the other. It was
you are
bad.
Stinky. I think it's because you eat such good food.
I don't know, a lot of kale and a lot of veggies in there. Just
but the worst is if he has beer and wings. Like, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
man,
like an igniter to it.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know
why
people want to hear about farts, but I think it's just because we think they're funny. Like, we still giggle every time somebody farts. Like, it's just funny.
It's hard not to.
Unless it's like terrible and I cannot get out of bed to escape it. You guys, when we were dating, Drew
hotbox the car.
Drew would fart. And then I would try to put the windows down and he would lock the windows. And so I would literally open the door and hang my head out the door because it was so bad. And my whole family and your family too, when we're all together, they'll be like, oh, Drew, why'd you do that again? So
I always say I wanted to get my like colon checked or something like that.
If anyone has any medical information,
I don't know.
I think
it's also kind of funny.
All right. Well, we should wind this little show down. Tell me one thing that I am just so good at that you just love about me. I need audio evidence of this.
I like how you tell me you love me every morning and every night.
I do. I tell you I love you all day, every day.
I know,
day.
But it's good to get the positive, you know, affirmation.
Are you words you of affirmation, up? Boy?
What's the other one?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them, but is that something you really like?
I like, yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. I like giving you acts of service. I like oil changed and stuff like that.
Or he'll like fill up my water bottle before we go to bed. That's just really nice.
And I fill up the diffuser that we got from.
Yeah, we make little oils. Jillian Harris. Yeah. Thanks, Jilly.
Yep.
I am really excited to see you as a dad. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to just melt. You're going to be so sexy.
It's going to be. I never thought I would, you know, it's just a weird mind blow thing for me. They'll be like, I'm going to be a dad. It's so cool.
I know. So don't worry, guys. Maternity leave is almost over when this show airs. And I'm sure we'll be back on the mic to talk all about what's happening with baby Kutch, what those first few months have looked like, how we're doing as parents. Man, you guys are in for some treats. So thank you for submitting your questions. Again, the Gold Digger Podcast Insiders Group is an amazing place. We also post on Instagram to get your questions. Thanks for hanging out with me today, babe.
Yeah, it was
fun. Yeah, you can probably go put some clothes on now.
And that was definitely you that farted before, right?
I swear to God, it wasn't
She's
me.
She's lying.
No, it wasn't.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.